Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome to episode 588. Today we will be looking at verse 75 of the Parents' Tao Te Ching. It's called Space and Time. If parents are always intruding into the world of their children, the children will lose their independent spirit. If parents impose rule after rule on the behavior of their children, the children will lose their self-confidence. Keep your children safe, but do not be afraid to leave them alone. I once heard a child counselor say, "You can never spend too much time with your children." Yes, you can. Children need, of course, the assurance of your presence, but they also need, at every age, plenty of space to play games, to imagine the futures, and to dream the dreams of childhood. Too much time spent together may be serving your needs, not theirs. This verse resonates with me particularly. I think it's very valuable advice to make sure that your children know that you're available and you're around, and certainly spend some time with them, but also allow them time to be by themselves or with their friends or what have you, without you being there. My older son, I think we did a good job of that with my older son in terms of giving him time and space. We may have given him slightly too much time and space and independence, but overall, I think we landed on the right side of that spectrum. And, you know, he seems to be doing well as a freshman in college and handling things, and the transition was pretty smooth. So I chalk some of that up to having an appropriate amount of independence. But my daughter, on the other hand, she loves to be with us. She loves to, not that he doesn't, but she just absolutely loves to spend time with me and my husband. And we, of course, love spending time with her. But I am aware that I'm constantly nudging her and pushing her out of the nest, so to speak, to hang out with her friends and to do things outside of the house and stuff like that. She's a homebody and she loves to be with her family. And so, you know, that's wonderful. Of course it's wonderful and I love it, but it is true that she needs a certain amount of time alone in her room, just doing her thing, or time out of the house with friends or what have you. You know, the transition when she leaves for college, I think it might be a little more significant for her than it was for our son, because he had such an independent streak and we allowed for that. And so his transition to being even more independent in college was not as abrupt as I think hers might be. But so that's definitely in my mind, and I'm keeping that in the forefront of my mind as we go through these last few years of high school with her. But anyway, I think the topic of this verse is very good. I think it's very important to kind of keep in your awareness the how much independence you're allowing your children to have. Are you giving them too much? That's not necessarily a good thing, because they could get into things that are not appropriate. But are you giving them too little? If you give them too little, that's not a good thing either, because then they're not being allowed to explore their world and figure out who they are and how they fit into that world. So there's a fine line to balancing how much independence you're giving them. And I would say that it shifts, it naturally shifts more or less at different times based on the current circumstances. So I hope that as you listen to this verse and listen to this episode, you just kind of take stock of where you are, where your child is, what level of independence they have. If you feel like, when you think about it, does it seem like you're giving them too much independence or too little? And are there some adjustments that you may need to make in that area? And moving forward, it's just a good thing to check in on regularly to make sure that there aren't adjustments that need to be made, because that is something that you will be adjusting constantly or regularly, I would say, as your children grow and go through different ages and phases and stages of development. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very aware day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.